This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all, we're back. Are you nervous? I don't know. Who's going to be nervous? Monsanto might be nervous. Vaccine manufacturers might be nervous, but not me. And not Super D, although Super D might be a little bit. Yesterday, if you enjoyed the most chaotic show in terms of connectivity, we survived it. I survived. It's probably because I was so exhausted from the travel trip cross-country over 24 hours that I had not the strength or energy to fight anything. And I think it worked out for the best, too, because, you know how they say, just roll with it, baby? I was rolling with it, and I got a good night's sleep last night, so I'm rare to go, Super D. How about you, my friend?
Yeah, well, anything is better than what happened yesterday, right?
Oh, my gosh, what a mess.
Anything's an improvement. I mean, we hats off to Daniel, the board op, because we were on the regular Comrex communication, Skype, phone. We were sending smoke signals, just trying to stay on the air yesterday.
Smoke signals.
And
Super Don, that's cultural appropriation. You can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Apologies to all the Native Americans out there. But
right.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to today, and I got to tell you, on the YouTube thing here, it's almost like an optical illusion you got going on behind you there.
Woo! Anybody smoking weed out there, you're not going to like what you see. You're going to go, "Whoa! What's going on? What was Robert doing?
What is that?"
Y'all go to the YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. You can watch the show live. We are live in Phoenix, Arizona today from Healthy Habit Health Foods. And you want a healthy habit? This is a healthy habit. The Robert Scott Bell Show. And Jamie Boychuk, she's the owner, the new owner. We were here 3 years ago, and they do a radio show now from their studio in the store. How perfect is that? And so we are here. We've got a great setup, great connection. We're going to have Jamie on to talk about the multiple chemical sensitivity issue. And we've got a lot of healing. It's Ty Bollinger going outside the box tonight. Y'all love Ty. And a little bit of the hashtag. What is the hashtag day today? Hashtag something, 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 something. Right?
Let's see. It would be
school, right?
Hashtag National Walkout Day.
Hashtag National Walkout Day. You know what? Hashtag National Walkout Day. My advice for you kids, keep on walking and don't come back. That's right. Keep on walking, find the nearest farm, volunteer, go to become a woofer on organic farms worldwide, donate your time, and learn how to grow food, and learn how to hunt and fish. Hashtag National Walkout Day. That's what I want you to do. Walk out, keep walking, don't come back until you know how to grow your own food, until you know how to take care of your family. For reals, if oil stops flowing, are you going to become a zombie, or are you going to learn how to grow your own food? Now, before you have to. Kids, that's right, leave the government indoctrination centers, and learn what's really going to help you survive in the future. And it isn't a degree, not that you get a degree, but can I call it a diploma? Yeah, I can. A diploma. They're overrated. They are. Now, people are going to be mad at me. Robert, you just told everybody to walk out of school and not come back. Yeah, I did, because what they're teaching you, you're going to have to unlearn in order to survive what's coming. You got to learn how to care for yourself. If your parents didn't help to teach you, you're going to have to do it yourself. Learn it or find a mentor in that sense. And that's why I say, seriously, there are woofer programs around the world. They're called WOOF, W-O-O-F. I forget what it stands for. You might be able to find that out, Super Don. But it's about, you can volunteer and you'll get, I think, room and board. I don't even, some of them might spending money for working on organic farms around the world. So you can actually learn how to grow food and come back home with a skill one day that would actually feed yourself and your family, your fellow neighbors, right? Whatever community you live in, whether it be urban or rural, recognizing that that's much more important than walking out because you're upset that, listen, I know this is very insensitive. I don't want to take anything away from the tragedy that was those 17 people that died in Broward County, Florida a couple of weeks ago. But if you put perspective on it, again, not to diminish that any death is less than any other death, but what happens when they do this in the media, they diminish the deaths of those who suffer under the hands of FDA-approved medication. Doctors who prescribe them, the number three leading cause of death, I argue it's number one. And nobody in the mainstream media is talking about that, how, in fact, the 17 deaths were contributed by FDA-approved pharmaceutical medicine and doctors with prescription pads. That's right. The kid who shot up that school was on psychotropic medication. We don't know which one or how much for how long, but there was no doubt that he was on something or some things. And if you want to walk out of school and protest something, it ain't the guns, kids. It's the kids that are on psychotropic medication that are losing their minds, that don't know reality from fantasy. And as Trump was saying, it's the video games. Well, it ain't the video games either, because a person not on psychotropic medication that's relatively healthy and intact, not overly drugged on anything, much less harmed by vaccination, knows the difference between the fake world of a video game and the real world. But that line is blurred when you're on, and all bets are off, when you're on FDA-approved psychotropic medication, psychiatric derived or whatever promoted. That's what you should be walking out on. And I don't hear anybody in the mainstream media talking about that. As I mentioned briefly yesterday, and again, I don't know whether I was on the radio or on YouTube at the time, and Super Don, you're going to go bonkers, but no psychotropic medicine for you, trying to patch together yesterday's show into an archive between the radio, the phone in, the YouTube, and making it all happen. Oh, thank you very much. So this is a, you know, a big day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, hashtag National Walkout Day, with a RSB show perspective that you won't get anywhere else. I'm going to open up a bottle of glass, Castle Rock water. Super D, so what do you think? Am I being too insensitive or just insensitive enough?
No, I mean, it's a point well taken. I'm somewhat skeptical on this National Walkout Day thing. I've kind of softened my perspective on it a little bit, because, listen, it was a big deal. I mean, what happened in Florida. I was a kid at school. I could see how it would affect me to the point where I could have concern, you know, about something. Sure, I mean, it's going to be very close. And so is this an opportunity, I suppose, for some of the kids to maybe feel like they're being a part of the process, their voice being heard and stuff? Okay, I'll give you that much. But I also, and I think we all have to be honest about this, especially you kids at the school who are walking out of the class, that there are a certain number of you, probably a good number of you, that are looking at the situation and going, hey, Fred, hey, guess what? Check it out, man. We get to skip class for 17 minutes today. Let's go. No more guns. You know, right. And which is the chant that they were doing as they were walking around. No more guns. And no, these kids, they're misinformed. I mean, it's misplaced. I think a lot of them, they just don't understand. They're targeting the gun as if that is what's causing the problem. Are there things that can be done to reduce violence in school? Of course there is. But the gun, it's just too easy. It's lazy to go no more guns, because it keeps you from really taking a look at what the problem is.
My daughter did not go to school today, and she had a sore throat. She had a dental appointment, whatever. But normally I probably would have said, you going back in. But Dad, they're going to march into the town protesting, you know, the guns. I'm like, no, you're not going back to school. Sorry. She was like, thanks, Dad. I really didn't want to do that. Because I said, you know what I was going to say to her? If they force you to participate, they say you have to participate for a grade. All right. Well, you make a placard and say, arm the teachers. Arm the teachers. Now, that upsets a lot of people, but I wouldn't force teachers to be armed. I would have it be voluntary. You know, those that feel qualified, go through qualification, and they feel like they can protect the kids. If I'm sending my kid to a school and it's a kill zone because there are no firearms except for the police that will then get there after the fact, like happened in Broward County, no way. Not going to have that. So I think the reality here is I realize there are a lot of different perspectives people have about this, but there were guns in schools long before the 1990s, and rarely, if ever, were there school shootings. What's the difference? The primary difference, these kids have been violated by a vaccination. It's vaccine violence. They are warped out of their minds on antibiotics, and then they're put on psychotropic medication. And psychotropic medication, what does it do? It removes the governor on your own behavior. You know right from wrong. Now you can't contain yourself. You have a homicidal thought. Everybody has in their life. Let's be honest. You get mad. Or you have a self-doubt. You're depressed. You have a suicidal thought. That's something that can happen. But the difference is when you're on a psychotropic medication, and this has been in the peer-reviewed literature, they now are removed from that limitation on the actual action, the behavior, that they had a fleeting thought. Now it becomes an actual behavior, whether it be suicidal or homicidal. And it is known, it is not unknown. And Peter Breggin, a famous psychiatrist who's wrote about the danger of these drugs, had said to us that, I think he says 500,000 people a year die from different forms of psychotropic medication around the world. This is a big-time issue. Now, I brought the vaccine violence into the mix because I think it's a very important part of this discussion. Our opening story, which we haven't even gotten to yet, it's about ineffective vaccines creating a public health crisis because these ineffective vaccines are actually enhancing the diseases, making them worse, weakening the children, weakening the adults. How many people have gotten shingle shots end up with shingles? How many get the chickenpox vaccine end up with shingles? It weakens the immune system. It doesn't strengthen it. Even if you artificially induce an antibody response, it is not sufficient to prevent you from any given disease. That should be a given. That's immunology 101. You can still acquire the disease you have an antibody for. Or else you would never, those of you who had chickenpox, would never get shingles because it's the same virus and you already know it. Your immune system doesn't forget. Don't tell it wears off. They're making that up. They just make it up. They make it up as they go. And guess what? The mumps? Coming back. Did you know that Merck is under, they're being sued because of the mumps and the MMR? They had to spike rabbit's blood antibodies for mumps to get that past the FDA so they would have exclusivity on the MMR. They completely made up the results. It is completely ineffectual. There is no mumps vaccine that works. It just doesn't exist. And so now people are pretending they're relying on it. It works. And then all of a sudden a mumps outbreak and they're going to blame what they now call the anti-vaxxers. No, blame Merck because they put out a bogus vaccine and they sold it with lies and deceit to your Fear and Death Administration that bought it hook, line, and sinker like they do because they want cushy jobs with Merck, just like Julie Gerberding got when she left the CDC to head the vaccine division that was at that point $5 billion, is probably $7 or $8 billion now. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Healthy Habit Health Foods in Phoenix. And we've got Jamie Boyacek. She's going to join us talking about multiple chemical sensitivity after the break. Stick with us. Lots more to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, at a wonderful health food store. I hope you all support wherever you're in the area. It is Healthy Habit Health Foods in Phoenix, and we got Jamie Boyacek. She is the new owner, 9 months in. And we were just chatting with her on the YouTube break here, live on GCN around the nation. I'm glad you are with me. And, Jamie, here in the health food store, you're also a nurse, registered nurse by trade profession. A lot of schooling in nutrition beyond the traditional nursing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yeah. And functional medicine training and nutrition coaching and a lifestyle practitioner. Yeah.
Awesome. And so she and her husband bought this store. I was here a few years back, and I'm so grateful that I was invited back. Even after the first segment, we're cool. And I'm going to say this for my radio audience. Nothing that I say necessarily reflects the opinions of those that work at, you know, this store, Healthy Habit, because I don't want to get them in trouble, because, you know, my opinions can be controversial. Although, when I root them, as I do in the science, in the scientific journals, I'm not thinking that's very controversial. But there's a belief system about things that's not necessarily rooted in scientific reality.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
And what about people that come into your store and they say, listen, I am so sensitive, I can't be around anybody that is wearing perfume, right? Or cleaning agents, all those things, they're triggered. And they're very nervous about even things in a health food store because some of the stuff in here, you never know. And there's a lot of people suffering from multiple chemical sensitivity.
Yes, there are. In fact, I actually had a lady just yesterday come to me and say, I think there's someone in here that's wearing a certain perfume or lotion that's bothering me. Do you think you could ask them to not wear it? And I kind of asked, well, can you point them out to me? Let's find out what they're wearing.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. Because, and I actually personally understand that, because when I was really, really sick, I had a horrible multiple chemical sensitivities. I mean, smelling stuff. And to this day, I still, like, if I smell, you know, these synthetic stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, I just want to stay away from it, because it just almost makes that feeling come back to me, you know.
As a homeopath, I've had to deal with this with many patients over the years. I'm going way back now, but it was rarer 25 years ago. Honestly, it was like you're the outlier. Mm-hmm. And now there's an article here. University of Melbourne research reveals that 1 in 4 Americans report chemical sensitivity. 1 in 20. We're up to 25%. This was inevitable with the hammering that we're doing to the next generation.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this bodes well in terms of a developing response in the marketplace, mm-hmm. right? Going more organic, non-GMO, instead of synthetic perfumes, essential oils. So there's a good thing that's responding to it, but it's like people are suffering a lot before they figure it out.
Yes, they are. And essential oils, I love essential oils. That's one thing that, you know, we try to push here. We have a lot of great lines because you don't have that same reaction, right? And the chemicals, the cleaning supplies and things that we use here mm-hmm. are all natural as well. So
not going to trigger these 1 in 4.
They
American.
Should not. Yeah. Hopefully not. No, you know. But, yeah, we talk about what can you do, you know, when you have those multiple chemical sensitivities. I mean, it's,
right.
it's hard, you know, looking at detoxing. What's going on in your body? Why are you having these in the first place? And how can we reduce the toxin?
See, Jamie load? Gets it. She went right to where I'm going. Detox, liver. If we don't start there, where are we going, right?
Yeah.
The burden is on. The chemicals are in you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the normal metabolic waste we're used to dealing with. We're talking about synthetics that have never before existed any time in the history of creation that we know of.
Right.
And what are we asked to do? Deal with that. Deal with it. Well, mm-hmm. we're not dealing so well.
I know. Well, and you know, I think even, I don't know the exact number, but it's like 200 and some of chemicals that a baby is born with now. So we're already starting.
The umbilical blood they've tested
yes.
is horrendous. It's
yes.
absolutely
and
horrendous.
So then you just kind of keep compounding with the plastics and the sprays and the just the fumes from the cars and, you know, everything that goes into all of this. And it's, you know,
really
yeah, our poor livers.
Yeah. So your fellow nurse friends, do you have any nurse friends left?
I do have nurse
right?
friends left, yeah.
They're with you, right? No, I actually meet a lot of nurses that are on top of this.
Mm-hmm.
They are. I'm not saying everybody, but they're seeing firsthand. And they're not as hammered as the doctors are, you know, in a sense of being the gatekeepers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they still, there are nurses that are getting in trouble for, like, in nursing school saying, you know what, I don't think I want that vaccination. Now,
right.
there's some lawsuits going back and forth, religious freedom, religious objection, et cetera. So I'm encouraged by the way it's heading.
Yes.
Nurses used to be that front line of interaction. You actually, you know, healing touch, this concept now where we can't touch people. I mean, there's all of these things that we've got to come back to understand holism, if you will, true holistic healing. It's not just about magic pills or magic potions.
Right. For sure. Yeah, there are, you know, in fact, when I was at the hospital, there, you know, they wanted, their goal was to get 90% of people in the hospital to comply.
Right.
And they weren't quite making that number at the time, but there was a few nurses, yes, that rallied and
it's happening.
Had to sign waivers and do some things,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they continued to try to make it harder, you know, which is unfortunate.
Well,
you know?
Well, Jamie, you're a fine example, a living example for others to say, you know what, there's something more.
There's something more.
Right?
Yes.
And there's something more natural, organic, and non-GMO.
Yes, there is.
And it's right here at
right
Healthy
here.
Habits, Health Foods.
Yes.
They have a radio show in the mornings, right?
We do.
Yeah?
We do. 9 to 10 every morning.
Pacific time now. It's on Pacific
yes.
time. But, folks, check it out. We're going to be healing all show long right here in Phoenix, Arizona. Next up, retaliation from Monsanto. Who are they coming after now? We'll talk about it after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm overdressed, as you can see. I'm in long sleeves, those of you watching on YouTube. And it's winter, but not here, apparently. So I'm gonna sweat to the oldies.
Like, yes. Winter sauna with goldies.
That's right. Sweat is good. I like it.
It is.
Or infrared sauna when I can, or in the winter in Florida where I'm a lot. I can get out there and sweat on my mountain bike and stuff. So we have a good time.
It is how we know we're a detox thing as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you. Your mic is, like, way low, dude.
Okay, here, let me bring that back up. How's that? A little better?
Yes, that's better.
Sorry about that, guys and girls. I must hit the microphone switch. So
okay.
Now we're fully back, hopefully engaged. And Daniel, feel free to break in if my microphone settings are low. You need to let me know. Let's see, what else we got here coming out of, this is a global story, Monsanto. Anytime we have to talk about Monsanto, it's not just affecting us here in the United States, although there are countries that have apparently rejected their GMOs, but there are groups that have engaged and gotten together to push back. And in California, they actually did one thing right. They acknowledged that glyphosate is a probable cause of cancer, as the World Health Organization had said earlier. And, of course, Monsanto's all up in arms about that. So instead of Monsanto doing some science to show, well, it's not the case, they are targeting these groups that have promoted this idea that's in the scientific reference books now that glyphosate is a danger. So, Super Don, who is Monsanto going after now?
Well, there's a group called Avaaz, A-V-A-A-Z, and they originated in New York City, but they're like a global web movement that's bringing people together to take on different issues, and in this case...
Oh, you got to be kidding. In this case, we're getting to the good stuff, and then he drops.
Oh.
No.
Super Don.
He's back.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
In this case,
all right. Let's see. I don't even know what you heard. Anyway, it's a group called... Of that, yeah. In this case, they're going after glyphosate and Monsanto.
Yeah.
And apparently, Monsanto's decided to try and hit back.
And how are they doing that? What are they doing? Is it a lawsuit or?
They are burying this Avaaz group in a 168-page subpoena that's demanding all of Avaaz's internal correspondences and concerning glyphosate, which spans over a decade.
Wow.
And they've got to turn this into the New York Supreme Court.
Well, I mean, what are they going to find? I mean, the thing is, what Monsanto's been good at is hiding those same kind of papers that, cover up what they knew of the dangers of glyphosate. And remember, was it last week, Superdon, we were covering the fact that it isn't just glyphosate, it's all the, what they called adjuvants. They actually use that word, adjuvants, to make it even more toxic and potent for certain directions. And the combinations were never tested. People don't realize that.
I know.
Glyphosate is okay. Well, relatively speaking, if you compare it to when you add other garbage to it that makes it even more toxic, okay. But on its own versus organic agriculture, I what I'm choosing. So that they're going this heavy-handed approach to target this group, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. But a new study now, I wonder if, are they going to sue the peer-reviewed literature that they don't like to? Is that their next move? There's a new study here, and it's linking glyphosate to shortened pregnancy lengths in American women specifically. So this is targeting American women, performed by scientists at Indiana University, Fairbanks School of Public Health, University of California, San Francisco, and Indiana University School of Medicine. All right, Monsanto, what say you? You're going to target those universities? You're going to sue them? You're going to subpoena them, all their documents? What have they been training their kids? So they state this is the first study of glyphosate exposure in U.S. pregnant women using urine specimens as a direct measure of exposure. Okay. We found that, and I'm reading this verbatim, greater than 90% of pregnant women, greater than 90%, folks, had detectable glyphosate levels, and that these levels correlated significantly with shortened pregnancy lengths. I have a nurse standing right next to me right now.
Yes.
What say you about shortening the length of gestation? Is that a good thing?
No.
And why not?
No, because the baby needs to stay in as long as they can to build those lungs and actually worked in the mother-baby area for a little while and in the NICU. And so I would see these babies that didn't get to full, term.
Right.
And the problems challenges. That came, the challenges, yes, that came from that. Now, a lot of them, to a certain point, can... of course, survive, but no, you want the baby to stay in as long as possible.
They've done studies of premature babies, preemies they call them. They have, on average, a lot more chronic diseases.
They do.
They have failure to thrive a lot more often. So there's a lot of reasons why you don't want to take the bun out of the oven too soon.
Yes.
I'm telling you, folks, you've got to pay attention to this, that glyphosate is now over 90% of all pregnant women, they're finding it. And now they're seeing a shortening correlation. Shortening with what? The length of the gestation period. Again, Monsanto, what say you? What are you going to do? You've got major research universities and medical schools piling on now. Is it because they're radical environmental leftists? I wish radical environmental leftists would take on this subject more greatly than they do, because then they would also take on the vaccine subject, too. The fact that there's been evidence that shows glyphosate is contaminating vaccines given to babies as well. That's right. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, PhD researcher from MIT, has acknowledged this.
Wow.
So why is it that the environment is great unless it's the environment in a baby? And then suddenly you lose your bearings. And you say, oh, we got California. Again, you say glyphosate is potentially carcinogenic, probable carcinogen. At the same time, you mandate vaccines without exemption. Cognitive dissonance, anyone?
That was a hard one for me to watch and understand, because I do believe in choice. I mean, to tell someone that you have to inject your child or yourself, or that's dangerous.
Well, when you
and hard.
Yeah, when you look at the amount of money paid off to the ruling party and most of the legislators, including Senator Richard Dickey Pan there in California, you'll find out that they basically bought the verdict. This was in the fix. The fix was in. And if I'm going to just say this, if California were a Republican state, they would have bought off the Republicans. There are very few statesmen that go in. Maybe they thought they were going to be statesmen or women, but they're not. Once they get in, it's like the highest bidder rules. And that's what happened in California. Have you had a lot of Californians move to Arizona, escaping that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been here that long, but I would imagine there are some, you know. And I was just actually wondering, as we're talking about this, is there a follow-up? Like, I haven't had a follow-up as far as, is there a way around this in some form?
Only homeschooling. Like, homeschooling is the only way.
That's what I thought it was going to. I just couldn't remember.
And even that's under assault, because they're saying homeschool is tantamount to child abuse. That's what they're saying. Can you imagine? Yeah. And so they're trying to find ways to have to mandatorily inspect homeschool homes. So they're saying now you have to meet standards of fire safety codes. You know, you live there 24/7 with your kids, right? But now that you're a homeschooler, now we're going to inspect your homes to see if it's safe.
Yeah.
Right? So if you don't homeschool, it's okay if you have a derelict house that can burn down at any moment. I'm telling you, it's insane. Mm. You people on the political left, wake up. You used to be against the man. Now you are the man in California, and look what's happened. This is not right. Not right at all. So, folks, go organic, and even that's not enough. We've got to aggressively go after the accumulation. That's why we're here in a health food store. That's where I got well. Yeah. And you do carry some great stuff here. I was noticing a lot of the whole food supplements that I've written about in Unlock the Power to Heal. You got that book there that Ty Bollinger and I wrote.
Oh, awesome.
And so this is a store, as I can see, that gets it, that is connected to what really helps you, what really works, what really empowers you. How are you, I mean, like I say, your husband's business, how did you think, man, oh, man, look at all of these corporate giants in the health food arena. I want to get an independent store.
Well, honestly, my first vision and passion was just I want to help people. Like, I myself had my own health crisis about 5-6 years ago, and conventional medicine wasn't finding answers, and that's how I discovered functional medicine and nutrition and herbs and supplements that just totally renewed myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt better than I ever had in my whole entire life. So I've been able, being here at the health food store, I've been able to talk to so many more people.
Yeah.
Than I would have. And I love it. I love to be out on the floor and talking with people and asking questions. Because I'm trained that way. I'm trained to ask, like, who, what, where, when, why, and dig deep and be that detective. And I love it. So that's more, I guess, when I came in, my vision as far as taking on, you know, the big corporations. But it was just wanting to help people and give them information that, you know, you can't walk into some of these big box stores and get the education, the people educated this way that can help them make great decisions for themselves.
When I talk about transformation of a community, I know Phoenix is pretty big. But you have a radio outreach locally,
yes,
which is great, and that can bring people in. And then it's not the hugest store, but it doesn't need to. If you concentrate on what's really helpful and workable and all of that, you have the ability to transform. And it's interesting, kind of on a local level, like on the radio level, we do hear feedback. People write in, they tell us stories. I did this, I did that, read your book. That's awesome. But you're seeing it face-to-face like we are right now. They're coming in saying, thank you, right? And if it didn't work, they're going to tell you, too. And you're like, well, what is it? But more often than not, you know what you're doing, and so they're benefited by this knowledge, and then they'll end up helping others.
Yeah. No, in fact, I had a guy yesterday that came in and was just like, I've been to all these doctors over the past month. I can't figure out what's wrong with me. And as I started asking questions, we kind of came up with a plan. He said, oh, please, thank you so much for giving me a plan other than just sending me out and going, sorry, I can't help you. Don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that's what it is for people, is giving them hope that there are other options here. Like, you're not crazy. You're having these symptoms for a reason. Let's try to figure it out. Right?
And folks, there's no cover charge to walk into Healthy Habit. You can come in.
No,
yeah.
Thanks.
And you browse, ask questions. You'll probably end up getting stuff because there's great stuff here.
Yeah.
But in this context, when we talk about the GMO issue, we talk about, I talk about selenium a lot. I use a whole food form of selenium, which you do carry, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to replenish the ability of the body to produce glutathione, to bind and excrete, have the liver, every cell in the body. And we've got to, you know, get good water in them. I have an e-book here I brought for you.
Sir.
This is my good buddy, Paul Bertero. We included some of the information in here. The Echo Water one, I'm going to leave this with you, too, because talk about not only purification technology, but ionization technology to produce hydrogen, which facilitates, because normally when our gut is healthy and our microbiome is happy, and we feed it a raw vegetarian diet, I mean, not everything, but you go more, let's say, let's all eat a little bit more plant-based, come on, a little bit, and then you'll find that the fibers interact with the microbiome, and guess what, the primary gaseous product, fortunately it's not all sulfurous, nasty stuff, it's hydrogen.
Yeah.
And that hydrogen is facilitating a lot of antioxidant reactions. In fact, it can really supercharge your minerals. So if you get the hydrogen in the water, that will also accelerate gut recovery. So that's some of the technologies we kind of share here on the show. And sometimes the stores have it, and people come in and fill up their water jugs, or they end up buying systems.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Really awesome.
That is very cool.
Mm-hmm. So water, another, who would have thunk it? A homeopath, maybe. That water can be medicine.
Yes, we did a whole segment one time on water and all the different kinds of water, and especially being in here in Arizona. And I was actually at the expo this weekend. I saw some black water, which I actually hadn't heard of before.
What
so that was really interesting.
Fulvic acid?
It had some of that in it, yes. Yeah. Yes, and all sorts of neat stuff. So
awesome.
Drink.
All right, well, I know your husband's coming back tonight, and we've got a story because I've trashed husbands on the air before. Not just men, right? Men. Like, men are pigs. Men are that, right? We've got a good story about a man who did a wonderful thing, a husband who did a wonderful thing for his wife. So we're going to redeem the men in the audience next segment. Thank you, Superdon, for finding it. But if you want to know what it is, either check the notes at robertscottbell.com or stick around next segment, and we're going to praise a husband.
That's great.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33-443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. We have live broadcast here remote. We're in Phoenix, Arizona today, Healthy Habit Health Foods. I've got Jamie, and we have Polish descent because I was Belitsky, but somehow, is it your husband's name, Boyacek?
It is,
so
yes.
They didn't, because his last name should be Boy. When your ancestors came over from Poland, how come they didn't cut your name and go, your last name is now Boy? Because they did it, Belitsky to Bell. Come on.
I think some of the family did,
oh, yeah?
But not his side. Like,
not his side?
Yes.
Yeah, they hold on to the heritage. Well,
yes, they did.
Go Poland.
Yes.
Yeah, right? Independent. Yeah. So, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you miss it, GCN has the archives right away. We have it at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio a couple of days later, our friends in Across the Pond, Hi Great Britain, and, of course,
hey.
SoundCloud, and now on YouTube. And having a great time here. I've got to do another silver training this afternoon. Not sure where we're going to broadcast from tomorrow, but there are also upcoming events, and they're listed in the show notes. So go to robertscottbell.com, and Super Don will have to dig out because I think we added one more event this month. The 27th, if I'm not mistaken, is a Tuesday evening at Healthy Buddha in Mount Dora, Florida. It's a kratom bar. That's right, the FDA.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thumbing my nose at you, FDA. I am going to be broadcasting from a kratom bar. That's right, the whole world will know. And that's going to be fun. So, come on, bring it.
Interesting,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead. Do you sell kratom here? Do you have kratom?
No, we don't. There is a place in Tucson, though. I was going to say, you were just down in Tucson, and I think there was an article in our newspaper about a place in Tucson that had it. So
it's another one of those things that is an option like CBD for pain management, and it is pulling people off of these oppioids. It is. And so why not? Mm-hmm. And they say, well, no, we can't have that. It's not an FDA-approved drug. You know how that game goes. So we're going to keep pushing back. Folks, we're going to give a shout-out to the husbands out there. You're not all scum. I was just kidding about that, right?
Right.
You got an awesome guy.
I have an awesome husband. Yes,
right?
I do.
But would he donate a kidney? Now, the thing
he
is...
He would.
He would, but you wouldn't need to because you know how to live right. You know how to care for your liver and kidneys.
I do.
Yeah.
And I hope that... Yes.
A lot of people don't, and they go to medicine doctors, and guess what? The medicine kills their kidneys. The medicine does it.
Mm.
Husband, now, Again, we talked, I don't remember the percentages, but it was a lower, much lower percentages of men, husbands, who would donate their kids.
7%.
7%. Only 7%.
7%.
That's pretty bad. That's
that
why
is
I said
pretty
that.
Bad.
About husbands, not so good, right? And the women were way up above that, like 23% or something?
36.
Better, but...
Still, it's not 100%. But again, if we look at percentage-wise, the women are much more altruistic about donating a kidney to their spouse. But we have a happy, feel-good story. There is a husband that did a solid for his wife. And there's a story here, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Husband donates kidney to wife of 23 years, and she says, I felt like I won the lottery. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's really sweet. And they're
happy
holding
news.
Hands. Yeah, that's great. Now, again, being the ornery homeopath that I am, I would say, what did she do to bring on the kidney disease? And I know that's a tough thing to say, but I don't know them, and this is just a generic teachable moment. That many of the medicines, in fact, every medicine approved by Fear and Death Administration, FDA, is toxic to the liver and therefore the kidneys, by definition. It's only a matter of how much can you tolerate, how much can you transform before that destruction occurs. How much dehydration can you handle over a lifetime? Chronic low-level dehydration. Mm. How much selenium deficiency can you handle? You follow me here?
How many
pesticides can you put in your body before your excretory organs will suffer or even give out? My dad, he died after having renal failure. He was on hemodialysis for about 7, 8, 9 months, and he couldn't be tethered like that. I know people live that way, but it's a different kind of life when you're tethered to hemodialysis hours and hours and hours a day.
Yeah, that's hard.
So, folks, there are things to do for your kidneys right here at Healthy Habit. Not to cure disease, but to help function, restore structure and function.
Yes.
How about some dandelion tea?
We have dandelion tea, yes.
When I fail, I drink it every day.
Yep, awesome.
I do. Anything else for the kidneys while we're at it on topic?
Oh, gosh.
What are your favorite segment sections for liver kidney? I know you got a whole section.
We do have whole sections.
Oh, come in and
well,
find it.
Yes. So we have a few, you know, companies that have some products that work really well together, you know, and work synergistically with toxins, removing toxins and whatever. Liver Medic has one that they're on our radio show a lot.
Okay.
Tart cherry juice, you know, is one that a lot of people will use for that. We love that here. But, yeah, we have a lot of different combinations of things, right?
Yeah. Well, come on in. Check it out. Healthy Habit and... Phoenix, Arizona. I can't believe I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona.
It's so nice.
So, Super Don, just for you, I'm standing on the corner of Phoenix, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. Did I get the city right this time?
No. Yes. No?
It's
Winslow.
Winslow. I can't believe
Winslow, Arizona.
Winslow, Arizona.
You know that one?
I don't
know that one. We'll have to sing it on the break. Ty Bollinger,
the Eagle.
Okay.
We're going outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
Yes.
Back to Jamie.
All right.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.